So you're out for your usual run, and the best part, you're at the end of it. Especially as you knock 7 seconds off your PB.
Woohoo!
How did that happen? Who cares? Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn today into Wednesday with a scratch card. Make today a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Search Dream Big, Play Small. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Thursday, the 10th of June, and it's going to get hot. I love the way yesterday it was so easy to wind somebody up. Because I said, oh, it's so hot this afternoon, you know, and it's going to be hotter tomorrow. I doubt I shall cope. And somebody wrote in and went, oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it, really? And you think, you haven't realised what a wind-up is. And so I then deleted him. So now he's got no friends at all. And whatever. Prince Harry. Now, actually, they're all over the papers again, aren't they? Because they hate publicity. No, they don't. They love publicity. And so he now wants as much publicity as possible for his Invictus Games. You know, having sort of milked everything else. And now he's accused the BBC of a possible libel over... And this is where it gets confusing. The Duke spoke with his family in advance of the announcement. And the Duke and the family advanced the announcement. In fact, his grandmother was the first family member he called. During the conversation, he shared their hope of naming their daughter Lilibet. Well, it's not... Yeah, had she been supported, he wouldn't have used the name. When he said... You know, I think the wording's quite good here. He shared their hope. He didn't say, we are doing it. He said, you know, if we did. Which is completely different. Yes, well, I don't think that is asking. Otherwise, he'd have said, do you have any objections? But he didn't say that. Either way, I really couldn't give a stuff about Harry and Lilibet and the wife. I really don't care. They're far too dreary, I'm afraid. Lily Allen to make her West End debut in a supernatural thriller alongside Jake Wood, which is good. And Michael Douglas, 76, says he was mistaken for his daughter Caris's grandfather during her high school graduation. Embarrassing. Mind you, poor old Catherine Zeta-Jones, she's had so much cosmetic surgery now, she's unrecognisable as the woman that I knew all those years ago. I mean, I think she's been tightened, primped, you know, fillers. She's had the whole blooming caboodle. And she doesn't look very good. It's because, I mean, she's almost got hamster cheeks, which is not very good. Kerry Coke takes her lookalike daughter, Lily Sue, to get her first tattoo. Such class. And so here they are. And Kerry has a great bond with her second oldest daughter. Lovely. And so she filmed it for her YouTube channel. A bit tragic in it, really. And it's got three flowers with the saying, no rain, no flowers. I mean, really, you know. Yeah. No, it's in English, actually. Done by a tattoo artist, doesn't know what flowers look like. Just looks like a bit of weed, you know, as in weeds. But so Kerry Coke and her daughter getting the tat. How lovely, honestly. What a marvellous family. Stacey Solomon's pregnant. Joe Swash and her are expecting their second child together, which is lovely, isn't it? And, oh, good Lord, the picture of Joe without his hat on, covering up the candy floss hair. Kanye West's crucifixion sculpture set to go up for auction. It's called Plastic Jesus. Little bit. I was watching something on YouTube earlier on, and it's some people in America, and they're not wearing masks. And so this woman's saying, you should be wearing masks. And she goes, Jesus protects us. And then they start reciting the Lord's Prayer. And so the woman who's interviewing says, I'm sorry, so you're not wearing a mask because Jesus protects you. Do you wear a seatbelt? And she went, yes. She said, so obviously Jesus, you know, is not protecting you in the car, but protecting you outside the car. Roman Kemp pays tribute to Joe Lyons on what would have been his 32nd birthday, because he died in August last year. He was a cutie. And he produced me for a little while. And such a shame. But again, it's that talking thing that we were on about, isn't it? You know, if you don't talk to somebody, you don't know what's going on in their mind. It's like the Caroline Flack situation all over again. Nobody knew what was going on in her mind. She was quite clearly determined to take her own life because once her friend had left in the morning to go and get some vegetables and stuff like that, and she locked the door and then tragically took her own life. Perry Edwards showcases her blossoming baby bump in a blue bikini. Why do they insist on sharing that with you? I really don't understand it. Soaking up the sun in her garden. How lovely, dear. So, woman has sex. You know, unprotected. Noel Gallagher slams Prince Harry for dissing his family, says he needs to shut up. He's a typical effing woke snowflake. They're so classy, the Gallagher brothers. I do love it, and it's so lovely. So there you go. But it's, I mean, to be honest with you, Harry and Meghan just love the publicity. Don't believe all the old claptrap about, you know, we're sort of leaving the country because we want a bit of privacy. They've milked it ever since. And in fact, as we started this programme this morning, they're milking it because he needs publicity for the Invictus Games. You imagine if nobody gave it any publicity, it would sink without trace. Forgotten Love Island winner Greg O'Shea shunned fame after receiving death threats by ex Amber Gill's false claim he dumped her by text. I've got no idea who he is. No idea. But he's one of these people who sort of works out and he's had his teeth whitened and he was a rugby player. And apparently he reveals that he and his family were bombarded with hateful messages after it was falsely claimed by Amber Gill and her management that he carelessly dumped her. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, to be honest with you, I'd dump her as well. What's the matter with these people? Harrison Ford, 78, was out the other day. He was asked for an autograph and he said, no, I'm Harrison Ford's double. So he got away with it. But he's donned the iconic fedora. They're filming in a little village, North Yorkshire, which is good, isn't it? To be honest with you, he looks good for 78. Very good for 78. The Queen plants a rose. Only a rose. To mark Philip's 100th birthday. It's the Duke of Edinburgh's Bloom by a man called Mr. Weed. He's in all the papers today. And this looks like it's Windsor Castle, actually. It is. It's Windsor. I thought it was it's the one bit you can't go in Windsor Castle. You can go in the front bit and you can go inside the castle, but you can't go in the back bit. That's their private garden, which Philip liked. And so she's got a shrub. It's called the Duke of Edinburgh Rose. Nothing if not original. Perhaps they could have called it Lilybet Rose, you know, just to really annoy everybody. Kevin Clifton packs on the PDA, which is the public display of affection with his girlfriend, Stacey Dooley. Oh, God, she's still around. As they risk a run-in with his ex-wife, Karen, at the star-studded In the Heights screening. Oh, lovely. Isn't it nice? At night, a little Stacey Dooley wearing dark glasses. You'll end up ruining your eyes, love. Sorry. Ed Sheeran gains more control of his pub and property empire. He's going to be releasing a single in a few weeks' time. It's £26 million, his property empire, which is OK. Bradley Walsh purchases a £400,000 forest in Essex for a new mystery project. So there was a lorry unloading. He's bought 44 acres. It remains unknown what he plans to do with it. He's probably just going to sort of, just keep it. I should imagine. I can't think of anything else. But they're redoing, aren't they? The Pop Larkin thing. I mean, it looks quite nice, actually. It's a green strip of land, golf course on one side, motorway on the other, and surrounded by trees. Paul Gascoigne on why Alex Ferguson ignored him for 6 years, how he'd walk it in the modern game, and spending 90 minutes taunting a young Roy Keane as Jamie Redknapp admits, "We loved your antics, but we should have protected you." Jamie Redknapp, really interesting. And Molly May opting for a laid-back look in a black vest. As she departs a hair salon, so she's obviously had some bits tacked on. She rakes in £13,000 per Instagram post. Yeah, but it's going to finish shortly. It doesn't run for very long, I'm afraid, all of this. She strolled back to her Range Rover, £40,000, so she obviously bought secondhand. Wayne Lineker joining a host of scantily clad women for a boat ride in Ibiza. He's a bit of an old plank, isn't he? Poor old Wayne. 59 years old, but looks about 90. Jeremy Clarkson, wearing a black shirt and jeans, posing with his girlfriend. He's 61, she's 46. And I like him. I like him.
So you're out for your usual run, and the best part, you're at the end of it. Especially as you knock 7 seconds off your PB.
Woohoo!
How did that happen? Who cares? Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn today into Wednesday. With a scratch card. Make today a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Search Dream Big, Play Small. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Kate Ferdinand. Oh, God, no, not her again. She's learning to become a stepmother to Rio's three children. We know, darling, we know that you love the publicity. We know that you're practically bent over backwards, you know. And so they were all wearing T-shirts with Kate's 30th birthday on it. You know, considering she was sort of dropped from the TOWIE programme, she's done nothing but milk the publicity ever since. She just wished she'd sort of just get on with life and go and find a job. Liam Payne shares a rare insight into how he and Cheryl co-parent their son. Well, one looks after him one day and the other looks after him another day. It's not complicated, is it? He's called Bear and says they hope he doesn't follow in their show business footsteps. I'm sorry, Liam. Cheryl's not in show business, dear. OK, just thought I'd mention that too, just in case you were a little bit confused about the whole thing. Cheryl is about 47 or something. Loose Women's Kelly Bryan revealed she was told to slim down when she was a size 14. She was in Eternal. I didn't know who she was, actually. I saw her on Loose Women yesterday. And they said Kelly. And I went, oh, yeah, who is she? She was in Eternal with Louise. That's Louise, the ex-singer. You know, remember? Helena Bonham Carter and her boyfriend, Ry Dagg. She's 54, he's 32. I like her. I think she wears the sort of clothes that most women would want to wear because she just doesn't care. She goes out there and she has a bit of a laugh. He looks like he's a bit hot stuff. Little bit of extra weight. But they were in the London hot weather, as indeed we all were, suffering. Carol Vorderman displays her curves in a pair of khaki green gym leggings. See, I wish I could wear things like that, but I can't. And she's 60 now. She's 60.
So you're out for your usual run, and the best part, you're at the end of it. Especially as you knock 7 seconds off your PB.
Woohoo!
How did that happen? Who cares? Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn today into Wednesday with a scratch card. Make today a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Search Dream Big, Play Small. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
And how much did Anton Deck make a week last year while presenting I'm a Celeb and Saturday Night Takeaway? No, not half a million. No, 41,000 a week. You know, I could get by on. Could you not? I think so. So that was it. They both made around 2.1 million in total in the year up to last June because they've got their two businesses, Mitre Holdings and Hurley Productions. And the trouble is, you know, you tend to forget they are getting on a little bit now. They're both 45, but they're playing like 18, 25-year-olds, aren't they? You know, they don't look 45. It's only because we've grown up with them. And we sort of, whereas unfortunately, we're still growing up with Christine Dreary McGuinness. Here she is, showing off her figure again, you know, boobs out, fake hair on, another picture. And she was doing a glamorous photo shoot. God, you're a bore, aren't you? I didn't realise just how dull and uninteresting she can be. But it's great, dear. It's great, but the hair's looking really bad. Seriously, I mean, it's dry, lifeless. Oh, sorry, it's not yours, I just realised. But at least your tits are still there, so that's good news, isn't it? Poor old Christine McGuinness. Still desperate to be something, but just can't work out what. Famous, I suppose. That's it for today. It's only a shorty one today. Mainly because there aren't that many stories in the papers. And so, you know, for all those people, one of them, who'll be writing to me, going, oh, Harry and Meghan again, they're on the front page of all the papers because of the legal action against the BBC because of what they say is a libel. How are they going to ever prove this? I've got no idea. What are they going to do? Find the person the BBC spoke to who works for Buckingham Palace. They must have a person there who sort of, you know, when you phone up, you go, sorry, does the palace have a quote? And they'll either say, yes, Her Majesty says this, or Her Majesty says no comment. We don't know. But either way, old Harry and Meghan, you're turning into the most boring bloody couple in the entire universe. Stop it. Stop it now. Go away. Sit on a raft. Float out to sea. We don't care. OK, just zip it. The good news is they're both going to have a little rest from this extremely taxing job that they've got, which is... Nope, I can't remember. Anyway, we'll think about it another time. Have a great day. You can download all of my podcasts. Go to lbc.co.uk. And you will find everything on there. It's free. You can download all of them. And it's a goodly selection, as they say. There are thousands. I mean, you know, seriously, there are thousands of them. I think currently you can download 7,000 Steve Allen podcasts, which will last you God knows how many years, which is lovely. So I'll talk to you tomorrow morning as we head into the weekend and 37 degrees. God, is it not? 27. Yeah, 37. I think I'll be living in a fridge. I'll be going to Dubai, I should imagine. Anyway, have a lovely day today. And just remember, Actually, today I didn't bring a jacket in. I didn't think it was necessary. Mainly because somebody said to me yesterday in the newsroom, they said, you're wearing a jacket. I said, well, when I come in the early hours of the morning, it's not exactly boiling hot. It's sort of a little bit cool, to say the least. Have a lovely day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.